All right, Synth Fam, how's it going? I hope you're all staying safe these days. My name is PJJ, and you're listening to The Wave. We'll be right back right after this song. Listening to The Wave, I'm your host PJJ, and that was Count Zero Zero's Magnificent Moonbeam. Just Moonbeam, but I think it's Magnificent. I think that song really encapsulates the essence of what synthwave is supposed to be and should be. He sent me that song about a couple weeks back, and honestly, I can't stop listening to it. It's like perfect in the way that is like comparable to like Laserhawk, right? It has just enough layers to keep you interested and make you want to re-listen to that hook, because it's not overwhelming and you can hear each individual tone that he puts out into his music. So I think that's a really good track, and I wanted to start with that because it's going to be my intro going forward, I think. So I'm PJ, also known as PJJ. They're like the same thing, except one is like really into like music and stuff, and the other one's like super quiet, doesn't really talk to anyone. So yeah, there's that. You're either gonna love me or hate me. Had a pretty troubled past growing up, so it made me an edgy person because of that. Parents aren't really in the picture, so you know, just trying to figure stuff out, man. I started getting into this music in high school, and I just dove right in, right? I just started listening to everything I could get my hands on, and then eventually I uploaded it to the internet, 28,000 people later, you know? And now I'm taking requests like every other day. It's crazy, over the period of like 6 months. So that's like a little bit about me and where I'm coming from, I guess. So I'm very excited to talk about synthwave and dark synth with everyone. The feedback on Twitter is like ridiculous. Like, I can't thank you guys enough for all the support there. And I'm just so excited for what the future holds. And I'm very excited for the future of this podcast thing that we're trying out. So we'll see how that goes. Got music coming up from various synthwave and dark synth artists. They're all lined up and ready to go. Thank you for tuning in to Twitch. We are live there at PJJ. If you want to catch the podcast live, otherwise you'll be listening on SoundCloud or wherever this is. So, during my earlier years, as I was saying, it was like dark, so like music already kind of spoke to me in a way, I guess. So, in middle school, I came up with this melody that like I stuck with for like up until now when I'm making music, and I was able to like turn the melody I played to the keyboards in class or whatever and transfer it into a DAW, FL Studios, as you can see on stream. And this first song is Dance of Trepidation. It's the Dance of Fear, and I don't know, it's a pretty personal song, I guess. I want to get that started before we jump into what synthwave and dark synth is. Mine is more dark synth. You'll notice the dark tones and things like that, and I hope you enjoy it. It was a lot of fun to make, and it was really fun to get to elaborate on later in life, and I'll probably fix it up later before I ended up releasing it on an album myself, but I'm not there yet, still learning. So here's Dance of Trepidation, Deflowered. Enjoy. We'll be right back. JJ, and you're listening to The Wave. Welcome back. Now that my intro's out of the way, now we can dive into what is synthwave and why does it matter? Like, tell me why. So, when you think synthwave, all you need to know is, like, think back to the 80s, just nostalgia, right? Miami Vice, Stranger Things is a great job of conveying the 80s, like, you know. So, you name it. Neon colors, bright lights. You'll notice in the synthwave music that there are a lot of rules that you need to, like, abide by. It's a very niche genre. You have to stay and use those sounds. Otherwise, you're not trying to paint the picture that you're trying to paint, I guess, if that makes any sense. You usually get very crisp sounds. I have a few tracks that I think do a really, really great job at nailing what synthwave is on the head. Starting with our first song coming up, we have Pedal to the Metal by Laserhawk. This is off of his 2010 Redline album, and this album really launched, I think, the popularity of what synthwave is and will always be going forward. But there's something about that album that everyone just seems to love, and it's because you can hear all of his sounds very distinct, and it brings you back to a time before now, a nostalgic time, a period of time in history, right? And I plan on doing like a full track by track, maybe, of Redline, or maybe some of his other albums. I haven't decided yet, but I just want you to picture in your eyes when the song is playing, like, you're in a convertible, you're in a Lamborghini, you're in Miami Beach, you know, driving down, eating your gelato, and just playing this music, right? So sit back and relax. Here's Laserhawk, Redline, Pedal to the Metal. Alright, and welcome back to The Wave. This is your host, PJJ. And that was Laserhawk's Pedal to the Metal. That song is just really, really great, and you should check out the full album, and that is Redline once again. And moving on to our next synthwave artist, another big name in the synth community, Tommy86. This year he released Disco Machine 2, and I think it holds pretty good candle, I think, to the first Disco Machine. You have to learn to re-listen to these songs a lot, and they tend to grow on you. I chose Sensual Dance from that album because I think it's really groovy and, like, funky tune that should take you back to, like, you know, disco times. You got your roller skates on, skating around with your buddies, have a jolly time, you know. So here's Sensual Dance by Tommy86. We'll get to you right after this track. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. I hope that you're starting to get the hang of it now. It's music that takes you back, right? It's music that transports you to a different time. And I think those two artists do it really, really well. And whenever they put out music, people take notes and they try to do their version of it. They really set the standard high. A lot of the French synthwave artists really know their stuff. Tom 86 is no exception. Perturbator, we got some song, a song from him coming up next, or not next, but in the future, in this episode, so stay tuned. And Dan Terminus, another great French synthwave artist, he's also coming up later. And I don't know, there's a lot of artists from that region that are popping up with this within this genre. I think it's really awesome. And then even in South America, there's a huge synthwave community. Meteor is from there, and the artist coming up next, LPR Beatsy, he is also from South America, and they have their own synthwave, right? Like, and it's really fun when I get all these submissions, and they're from all parts of the world, usually near water, but it's like their own version of synthwave, and I get to compare it. And you'll notice a lot of the similarities between this music and Tom 86's music, but like it's in a different kind of pattern, right? It's got a different flair, but it's also done in an Italian style. So like this is like a South American take on an Italian style synthwave. It's very, very interesting. So shout out to LPR Beatsy for this track coming up as we wrap up our synthwave overview, right? This is like an overview of what synthwave is. In the future, we'll have like specific like episodes, maybe like best power chords, or maybe just doing album reviews. I will say I will come to you if I want to review an album on a podcast slash stream. So don't flood my inbox, please. I already have enough. So, but this is a great opportunity to get your music heard. So if I really like you, I'll reach out and maybe I'll play your music. So here is Italo Now by LPR Beatsy. All right, welcome back to the wave. This is PJJ. And now that I've indoctrinated you with three fantastic synthwave songs, I want you to forget everything I even told you about it. Forget the palm trees. Forget the 80s nostalgia. Now we're getting into dark synth, right? So this music is only similar in the sense that the synthesizer is the focus instrument of the genre. Now we are talking dystopian futures. I'm talking Satanism. I'm talking just dark, like dark themes in general, and that is dark synth, right? It's pretty self-explanatory. You got horror. The main colors are black, dark purple, red, white. It's super duper experimental music, and there's a lot more bass, heavy distortion, and it's really not as elegant as synthwave is, but its brilliance is really something worth noting. There are some songs that we'll be featuring later on today that use over 10 sounds, and it all sounds just phenomenal. So, getting into dark synth, Perturbator's a must, right? Everyone knows his name. He sets the standard for dark synth. Whenever he releases an album, you get at least 5 very similar albums right after that. It's no surprise because he is very, very, very talented. And he has a music background and he really, really studies his music. And you can tell because with A New Model, when that came out, my mind was blown. Like, I couldn't believe how well he executed the use of bass and still incorporating his synths from his earlier works, which is more synth wavy, but still like dark synth. But he really took a step away from that with this album, and I wanted to showcase his first song off of that, Birth of a New Model, which is also the title of the album, New Model. And it really sets the standard, I think, for what dark synth tries to be. Or at least, that's how I view it, because the dude is crazy, super talented. Every note placed here, you can tell, is deliberate. And a lot of other like podcast dudes gush over Perturbator, and there's really no surprise. So, intro to dark synth, prepare yourself. Here is Perturbator, Birth of a New Model. Thank you. And welcome back to The Wave. This is PJJ, and that was Perturbator's Birth of a New Model of his new model album, 2017. Alright, up next, we got Dan Terminus, another fantastic dark synth artist. Both him and Perturbator from France. Minor detail, but it's interesting. Their music is eloquent. It is like on a whole different level to me than like stuff that's on the radio, because I feel like this music is very carefully made, and you can tell because it usually takes a few years before they come out with an album. And I love the amount of detail that are in these works and how creative using these sounds can be. I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling about creativity in music when you can say the same about a lot of music, but it's fine. Dan Terminus and this song, Heavy Artillery, is out of this world. Like, it is a true mind trip. At some point in the song, there's over 10 sounds. I wonder if you guys can pick it up, but you have to really focus because it's really fast-paced, and there's a lot of sounds thrown at you. But if you could just kind of meditate almost, you can pick out the sounds. And oh man, that's like the best part of Dan Terminus' music to me, is you can just get lost in this wormhole of sounds that transfer either from the left ear to the right ear, panning, or just raw carnage thrown at you. And this is off of The Wrath of Code, which was released in 2015, and I think that is one of the best dark synth albums of all time, and I will probably be doing an album review on that song as well, because I think it's just a masterpiece from start to finish. It really isn't a song that I ever skip, and I wish all of dark synth was like that album. So here's Heavy Artillery. Enjoy. Alright, welcome back. That was Dan Terminus's Heavy Artillery off of the Wrath of Code. And that just, how can you not imagine just a Blade Runner scene, a Transformer scene, just this sci-fi scene where you're just like shooting at robots, or robots are shooting at you, or maybe we're all just like, there's a laser dance party. Like, who knows? Like, it just, it's so atmospheric, yet it sounds so technologically advanced. I don't know, like, it gives you that picture of like a future, right? And it sounds pretty dark. You get that dystopian cyberpunky feel. And every artist I've shown you so far, they all sound really different, but they all fall under two categories, either synthwave or dark synth. And I think that's what's really unique about the two genres, is that you can have your own identity within it. And I think that's really important, because if you don't, then all the music just kind of sounds the same, and then suddenly has less meaning. So our third and final artist, Occam's Laser, he really brings a sinister feel to the dark synth genre. A lot of his albums are satanic, occult related. Like this song, Eternal Deceiver, is off of Occult 89, his latest of the Occult series. I recommend them all. I think they're all fantastic albums. This music's not for everyone, but I really enjoy it, and I hope that you do too. So let's wrap up this dark synth extravaganza with Occam's Laser. See you on the other side. We'll be right back. hoped you enjoyed that last tune by Occam's Laser. That was Eternal Deceiver off of Occult 89. And I think he does a really fantastic job encapsulating the dark essence of dark synth and giving that ominous, macabre feel that the genre relies so heavily on. And I'll probably be reviewing more of his work in the future as well, because I think a lot of his works are really fantastic. So that pretty much wraps it up, folks. Synthwave and Dark Synth, an intro to that. Let me know if you want me to check out your music and consider it for the playlist. I'm always open for submissions for that. I hope to keep doing this podcast, maybe. I know some people wanted interviews, so that's something I'm open to. I don't mind talking. That'd be fun. And then, as far as my own music, you'll see it on Twitter. Streaming, sometimes I play games here and there. I'll just throw up the link, you know. Hop in when you can. This is JJ, and you're listening to The Wave. And tune in next time.